I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Thursday night Defender 7 Current Events broadcast with your host, myself, and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before I get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in all capital letters in the search box, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. We're more than just a group. We consider ourselves one big extended family, and we treat each other as such. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over there and do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. We're on MeWe. If you click on organizations, and I believe it's communities, scroll all the way down to Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call and interact with us. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Now, before I bring in co-host and second-in-command, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, I just want to reiterate a couple of things coming up. I will be out of Facebook jail come 3 hours from now, and Lieutenant General and myself will start doing videos live on Facebook, and I will be sharing those on all the platforms of different social media. So stay tuned for that. We're excited about getting them out there. We haven't decided on a date and time yet for the first one, but just a heads up to let you know that it's coming. Now, for those of you trolls, call in on the radio show and troll me or any member. Yeah, got another thing coming if you're going to come in and try to start crap. I'm just putting that out there for you trolls that want to call in and try to make us out to be something that we're not, which is a militia. And that's what the two phone calls on the past two shows that we had, the guy was trying to get me to say. Things that a militia would say. We are not a militia. Do we back up first responders? Hell yeah. Always will. And that means by all means necessary to keep us and them safe. So that's just to put that out there for you trolls that want to come in here and try to change my words and try to slip me up. It's not going to happen because we're not a militia. We are out here trying to get people to participate, communities, during natural disasters, shit hits the fan situations, or anything. So, if you want to come on, you can come on. You want to be an idiot like the guy that I shut down 2 times already? Be that idiot. Now, I'd like to welcome our Lieutenant General, Christopher Weathers, and our Major, Miss Lorna
ass.
Munson.
Major, pain in the ass.
That's right. I'm good at it.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, listen to him. He's drunk already.
All right. I just got off work. Thank you very much. Somebody's
you
got
work.
Doesn't mean you're not doing a little nippy-nippy at work.
Shit, I wish I could or I would dealing with them fucks.
That was Lorna.
I did that one time a long time ago when I was like 19, and I ain't doing that again.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
You know, you can lie to a lot of people, but you ain't lying to us. We know how you are.
Oh,
yep.
Whatever. You guys don't know
yep.
shit.
Yep.
We know how you are.
Don't know nada.
Whatever.
So, like I said, you know, if you have anything else to add, Chris, to what I said about the live streams coming up.
Well, we'll be
basically
talking about, you know, what we have on our training, what we're trying to do. I'll show stuff that is for sale that we have in our store. I'll just, you know. If anybody wants to order a knife, we'll go over basic backpacks and stuff like that for bug-out bags and things like that. We'll do fire starting, show you guys fire starting stuff, how you do snare traps, that kind of stuff. We'll have a whole lot of stuff, you know, shelter building, the whole nine yards. That way our listeners can actually participate with us and ask us questions while we're doing these live videos. So I think it'll be well worth the effort for everybody to tune in that tunes into our radio shows. So I think we're going to put out a lot of good information. Other than that, what do you guys think what's going on in Canada?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a good cause, and I support them 100%.
You're talking
like
about
the
and that's why you got that, and they definitely got the Democrats running scared because
well,
of what's coming to our country.
Did you hear that the police and the cities were telling the tow truck drivers to go in to tow and all the trucks and stuff out? Well, the tow truck said no and joined in.
Yeah, that was great.
I don't think that all the police officers in Canada are involved with trying to stop them. From a couple videos that I had watched, they're all for the truck drivers doing what they're doing.
No, there's actually several police officers that quit their job.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, like my comment, you know, like I said, it's got the Democrats over here running crazy.
Good,
well,
maybe I'll really fuck up.
Right now, Pelosi, from January 6th of, what was it, 2 years ago, that now they're shutting down to where nobody can see any of the videos or anything. That tells me alone that they're hiding shit.
Exactly. I mean, anybody with common sense could tell you that. But, you know, they got their heads so far up Democrats' asses and believing everything that comes out of their mouth is gospel.
Well, sense ain't too common nowadays, that's for damn sure.
Nah, it's, you know, like I said, you know, it's just funny watching them trying to backpedal now since truckers took over Canada. And with our truckers threatening the same thing.
I have talked to several buddies of mine that are truckers, and they are trying to get it organized to do it. And here's what I'm going to tell everybody right now. When this happens, they're doing it overseas too. Not just Canada. And I'm going to let everybody know, you better be prepared to not going to be able to get food like you have been at grocery stores. Because I'll tell you right now, if the truckers stop moving freight and they go to Washington, just like in Canada, grocery stores will not be filled. No clothes,
no
food, nothing. Nothing will be moving. You will not be able to go to Amazon or any of that shit and get anything. I'm telling you that right now. Mark my words. So you better prepare for the worst.
Yep.
Start buying food.
But you know, we're conspiracy theorists, so, you know, nobody will believe us.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been called a lot worse by better people, though.
Me, too. I've been thrown out of worse places, too.
I got one
not
of the
me,
guys
I'm in need of...
Just ask
I got
Lorna
one
if
of the
got
guys
us thrown out of Walmart.
Well, Lorna's always getting thrown out of somewhere. Either she's too drunk or, you know, causing bullshit.
You on that wax baggie again?
I found your stash.
Right.
You guys lie like a rug. There's literally no bars.
We just call it how we see it. That's all we do.
Well, then you're pretty fucking blind.
Yeah, you got to with all those so-called tools you got that actually have alcohol in them.
Right.
Yeah, well, you put a good dent in it. Mr. Napping on the lawnmower.
But as I was saying, though, just be prepared. Start buying the food if you're not already been doing it. Australia, they're starting to wake up, too. I mean, they're fighting hard for what they have. you know.
Well,
where Australia screwed up was letting them take their Second Amendment rights, their gun rights away. That's where Australia screwed up.
I think where, as far as Australia is concerned, where they're finally stepping up, I think it's a little bit too late for them.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Putin, I think, is waiting for the Olympics to be over, and I think shit's going to hit the fan there, too, in the UK.
Yep.
So, I don't know. The whole world's going to shit. And I think it's only going to get worse. I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, we've been saying that. I mean, and just looking at what's been going on is just a little taste of what's coming.
Yep. We've only been saying this for how many years now, Bobby?
Yeah, over three.
Yeah.
Over three.
Well, I think me and you's been saying this shit for a lot longer than three. Almost five, six years.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's just funny, like I said, seeing them scramble to pull their heads out their asses with the truckers shutting down the roads and stuff in Canada, and the talks of Americans doing the same thing.
Well, and the borders to Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot even cross into Canada because the truckers have got it blocked. So
now,
if they do that down in our southern border,
I was just going to say that.
What do you think's going to happen?
Exactly.
Know?
That's what I was just going to get at, is that, you know, they're focusing so much on the Ukraine border and what's going on in Canada, but screw us and screw our border.
Yep. Yep, that's it.
And I honestly think that the truckers should go down and block.
Oh, I totally agree.
On our border.
Yep.
I just hope the Democrats don't have a plan for them, because they screwed up our military. They're kicking everybody out that refuses to take the jab. And all these snowflake liberals that want communism are staying in. So how is this going to work out?
Yeah.
I mean, from what I understand, they've already got special forces training in urban warfare and guerrilla warfare in South Carolina.
Yeah,
and a few others.
Yeah, it's been going on. It just a couple more states just recently, but North Carolina's been training this so-called group for domestic terrorism. Which cracks me up, because we're not the domestic terrorists.
Nope, we're not. Not at all. We're just speaking the truth, and they don't like it.
The ones they need to go after is these DAs that are leaving the jail doors swing wide open.
Yep. That's a fact. So,
and
They
need to go after the FBI director. They need to go after DOJ for all of this
CIA.
Shit. Yep.
CIA.
Yep.
The Treasury. I say abolish the Treasury. Get rid of it. The IRS especially. because they're just as bad as any of them.
Well, that's because they're all for communism and socialism.
Right.
They're
They're working on it. I mean, you can't even withdraw $600 out of your account with them questioning and filling out papers of why you're taking this money out.
Oh, not only that, but look at the IRS trying to get you to use your face recognition.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Oh, but yet, you know, I could be an illegal and go vote without any identification at all.
Right. Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's why we say the voting system, yeah, I'm going to vote. Not that it's going to do any good. Do you really trust the voting system? After,
nope.
After what's been going on in 2020?
Nope.
I don't.
Nope.
I mean,
hey,
the Democratic states are already trying to put out ballot boxes for mail-in voting.
Yep. I want to see. I would love to see somebody that supports the Democrats, the liberals, come on here because, and not just to attack them. I won't do that. But just I want to know what Biden's done good for our country. Since
he's
taken
office.
I want
to know one thing that they think that he's done good.
Because they know he's not done anything. Because they know he's done nothing. But divide us, shorten our freaking supplies, push mandates that are
apart,
a freaking joke.
Tearing our military apart.
Getting involved in other shit that in other countries and paying them for it.
Right.
That's why they will not, from Biden on down to Pelosi and Schumer and all them, that's why they will not talk about China. Because
yeah,
they're all in bed with
them. By
them.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all in bed with them.
And I'll tell you right now, inflation here in America is at the all-time high that it's ever been right now. So I hope y'all are enjoying, whoever voted for Biden, I hope y'all are enjoying this. I would love to hear what you have to say about your president now. I really do. I would love to hear it from somebody.
That's what I'm saying. I wish they would get the balls and come on. But you know nobody will.
Nope. The only way I would attack them is if they started attacking us.
Right.
Well,
the one neighbor
of my brother's down at the creek property, he was working with this Democrat, and he says, "Oh, you gotta love our president." And the neighbor kid kind of rolled his eyes and he's like, "Oh, well, why is that?" "Well, you just wait for it. Just wait for it. Because everything is going to be electric and we're going to have so much oil and gasoline we won't know what to do with."
Yeah, that's why they've raised all the prices up. And the barrel of oil right now is $99 a barrel. March, it's supposed to go up to $100 and something a barrel now.
Wow.
So, yeah, our prices for a gallon of gas will go up well over $5 a gallon. I'm already starting to see. I mean, we're at $3.55 a gallon in my town.
highest I've seen it down here so far is 309.
We're at 305.
I wish. Of course, I live in a Democratic state, too, so there's your...
Right.
But the diesel fuel is really expensive right now.
Yeah, and that in itself kind of cracks me up because for years, diesel was the cheapest fuel.
Yep.
It was always lower than your unleaded and regular and all that.
Well, with them putting up also the minimum wage going up to $15 an hour, what do you think's going to happen? Everything's going to go up. Everything.
Yep. I just
don't. You won't have any retirement whatsoever. No one will.
No. They're already proving it. They're showing that they're cutting into Medicare and all that. All of that. Social Security.
Yep.
And,
so,
you know, I happened to, Stephanie was watching, and like I said, we really haven't watched news or anything, but she had the news on tonight, and it cracked me up because Lester Holt was doing an interview with Biden, and I had to get up because I was laughing so fucking hard.
You mean, did he speak it actually two sentences?
Yeah, but, the one thing he's trying to say is that he's making America better than it was.
Fuck! In whose eyes?
That's what I said. That's why I had to get up and walk away.
You mean in China or in Ukraine?
Was it his stand-in or was it actually him?
No, you never can tell nowadays. I would have to say standing because, you know, his nappy time.
Right.
He had his warm milk and his
cookie.
Well,
it came across my phone that Biden did have a news conference, but I was too busy to even – I can't stand to hear the fucking clown even talk, so.
No, because it's all the same. It's all the same shit. And it's all the same lies.
Come on, man.
Everybody
needs to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And the mandates. He's blaming the governors. Oh, the governors are against me because we need to make the country safe. No, dipshit.
America is against you.
It's been proved. And... in so many ways that these mask mandates and the freaking vaccines do not do dick.
No, they do not work.
I don't know why they continue to try to beat the same dead horse over and over again. You're not going to get anything out of it.
You're right about it. You're definitely right.
I do give credit to some of the governors, because even the Democratic governors stood up and said, you know, the mandates don't work.
Well, our governor is about an idiot, just like Biden is too, but he's an elitist. And he owns a lot of stock in Pfizer, so he's making the mandates here to where he makes money.
Sure. That's why Fauci comes on stumbling with his words all the time, because he's got money in them, Moderna, and the freaking Chinese Wuhan lab.
Yep. And so does Obama and his husband, You know, they're all fucked up.
Yep.
Selling out America piece by piece.
Yep, for the highest bidder.
That's what it boils down to. Yep. Right now, China owns America. So, I don't know, man. It's just getting pretty freaking crazy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like I said, it's just, I see them crumbling, but yet they're still sticking to their fucking guns on stupid shit.
Yep. I agree. Well, guys, I've got a meeting with the EPA tomorrow morning. I just pulled up to my house.
You suck ass.
Yeah, right.
True story.
I tell you what, that is one of the worst we've got is an inspection and dealing with the EPA at my work. It sucks. So I will talk to you all later. God bless and have a good night.
All right, brother.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, bro. And now they're talking about they're still pushing the younger kids getting shots now again.
Wow.
I don't see how people don't realize that this, you know, that it's just a population control thing, and it's just basically control.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is they're believing their doctors, and their doctors ain't telling them, well, if the kid dies, I get $100,000 just for him.
Right. And, you know, there are a lot of doctors out there like that. I do agree. But there's also a lot of good ones like mine and the one that Stephanie sees because, yeah, they'll tell you there's shots. You want them? I'll give them to you. Am I going to force you? No.
Did you see that the one video of that guy? He had gotten in a car accident, and he was in a coma, and he just had some scratches on his face from the windshield breaking, and they vented him. What else did they do? They cast him, and then miraculously he woke up, and he's looking around thinking, "What the hell?" And he starts pulling shit off of him, the ventilator, the catheter,
Because when they went to put him in the life flight, which he said he refused before they gave him a shot in his arm, which I have to believe was a sedative for the flight, because he said he don't remember getting on the plane on the helicopter.
Right.
He said the last thing he remembers was sitting on the side, telling the paramedics, "No, I'm fine." And then, you know, I'm sure if they haven't told him or when he does get their so-called report, I bet you they gave him a fucking COVID shot.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it one bit.
But that's all I'm saying. To me, that's force. And especially listening to his story.
You would think that he should be able to go after him.
He should. But, again, you got to think about it. Is there a lawyer with the balls enough to go against him?
Right.
Because, I mean, it's to me, like I said, it's that's exactly one of the main reasons why Stephanie or my daughter will not allow any medical person take me to a VA.
Right.
But
yeah, I don't know,
you know
where to go wrong.
It's sad that we got to live that way.
I know.
But, you know, especially knowing and hearing that guy's story too, I mean, basically that was just forced on him, the venting and stuff.
Yeah, it's a shame what they're doing. I just shared an article. They are removing all transplant people who need transplants. If they're not vaccinated, they're being removed from the list. So,
That in itself is bullshit, too. That's why I've never marked down, nor will I ever mark down on any document that I'm an organ donor.
Well, I'm not. I'm going in the ground with what I came with.
I used to be all for organ donating, but I'm not anymore.
No, I really, if people want to do it, that's on them. I mean, but I have never, ever had any interest in it, never. It's just because I don't want anybody else's bits and pieces in me, and I want to die with what was given to me. I mean, I know I don't have my tonsils, but that's not the same thing in my opinion.
When my son died, I didn't get the chance to make that decision, and so didn't get to donate any of his organs, and I really regret that, because it would be nice to be able to he had the most beautiful blue eyes, he was only 5 years old. He had plenty of kids he could have saved.
Right. No, yeah, like I said, I'm not against organ donations or recipients. It's not something I'm interested in doing. But I still think it's wrong to remove a patient, because think about it. The one thing that, at least in the beginning, Pfizer, Moderna, they were all willing to admit was blood clots. That the shots could cause blood clots. That is not something that somebody who's getting surgery needs. So, or heart problems. So actually, being vaccinated is more dangerous, more of a deterrent, or I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but is more dangerous than not being vaccinated when it comes to organ transplants, if you think about it.
Right.
Exactly. That's why the unvaccinated are going to be the hunted.
Yep. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I've always thought it for years, and, you know, a couple of reports that I've read. Yeah, how do you know that person actually died? You know, because of an accident or because of something. How do you know that they
or
say,
the
oh,
car
you know, we
get forced into a coma like that guy?
Right.
Right.
So, I mean,
yeah.
with the way these hospitals are, with just the vaccines and all that, and with this hyped up scamdemic, you know, who's to say they don't see somebody and, oh, let's look on a record, you know, oh, yeah, he's a donor. He just died because we can harvest all of his parts.
Yeah. The same thing. How do you know that people who are not listed as donors aren't being used? You really don't, because you have no idea. what they take out of the box when.
Right.
You know, you're unless you're there for a good half hour or hour or whatever after your loved one is declared dead, you don't know. But people who die, whether they enlisted as organ donors or not, their organs can be harvested and nobody would ever really know. And there actually have been cases of it.
Yep. Yeah, it's called body harvesting. And whether they're putting it down as a donor or not, they're still making money on it.
That's what I was talking about the other day. In doing it when you have no consent to get for them to take your part, they can doctor up the paperwork.
Yep, it's already been proven. But you know, it's one thing if you actually got into a car accident and you're on a ventilator and stuff because of that. But it's another, just like we were just talking about that guy that was within his right mind and everything before they put him on a freaking helicopter.
Right.
Yeah, and saying that his pancreas was bad, and there's nothing wrong with his pancreas.
Yep. So, you know, it's just another way for them to get around, oh, well, he's unvaxxed. Let's do to him what the guidelines say, because if he dies, then he died of COVID.
Right. I think it's a disgrace. I really do. I think it's sad that we have come to this point.
Right. And you missed it, Maria, because Weathers was on talking about a lot of the different points, too, you know.
Oh, darn. I hate when I miss him because he doesn't get on too often, and he's always so interesting. He has a colorful way of talking.
Oh, he's interesting, all right.
Yeah, that's why we keep him around. He's a good joke.
He's a crazy, and they're getting worse.
But it's, you know, it's everything that's going on, and you know, like we were saying earlier about the Canadians, the truck drivers, you know, we support them 100%.
You know, they won't give them their money. The give, send, go, the government has froze. They won't allow give, send, go to give the truckers the money.
Now, see, I don't know how they could do that when it's a charity.
Well, I didn't get a chance to finish. I didn't really get a chance to read the article because I wanted to get on here. But I saw something about it pop up on my screen that they have decided the Canadian government is not going to allow gives and go to give the Canada freezes truckers funding. There were actually a couple of different articles. It's crazy that they're allowed to do this. Of course, mainstream media is lying like crazy.
They always have.
Yeah, and they're saying that all the pictures and everything are from years ago. And then they're talking about the worst part is what they're doing to the Teamsters Union, talking about what they're doing to, like, the car plants in Canada and Detroit. But I just heard a news thing saying that 8 of the plants already have to close down because of lack of chips.
How much you want to make a bet that the ones that have closed down now because they can't get parts because of the protests, we're going to have to close down in a week or two anyway because of supply chain issues, because Canada is not the only one doing this. And not to mention the shipping being made, a lot of it's off the coast of California. So it's, you know, so blaming the Canadian truckers because you're not getting parts into a car factory is bullshit.
Speaking of the coast out in California, what's going on with the ships out there with the cargo?
I haven't heard much about it either, but from what I understand, a few of the container ships, shipping industry, sent some to Florida and Georgia.
Yeah.
But that was the last I heard. I haven't heard or seen pictures of any cargo ship still sitting in the bays.
Well, here's the thing. They may have turned around and went, who the hell knows what happened with them? All I do know is that it doesn't matter because they don't have enough longshoremen who come up for their in April, they're due for their new Teamster union raises or whatever. So they're going to shut down again, and they're already almost a year behind. So, I really don't see things getting better anytime soon. You know, and that jackass in the White House is talking about it's only temporary.
So now I'm just reading that China's Anden Health Company, Ltd., has confirmed it has signed a contract worth $1.28 billion with the U.S. Army Contracting Command to supply COVID-19 self-test kits, according to Reuters.
Right.
U.S. Army Contracting Command signed the contract on behalf of the country's Department of Health and Human Services.
Yep,
the president has made in America policy now, so anything that's coming from China is going to be labeled as made in America.
Right,
because they got busted pulling in the test strips and putting them in Walgreens and CVS's and stuff and sending them home kits all from China.
Yeah, everything's from China.
Now they're going to stamp that box made in USA, which is totally illegal. That's a federal crime in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
People across the border. This government, this regime, it's not even a government. This regime doesn't give a shit.
Nope. But I'll tell you what, just like we said when we first started tonight with the truckers in Canada and everything, it's making the Democrats run scared of what's to come here. That's why they're backpedaling.
These governors are finally
standing up and telling Biden, screw your mandate. You can have it federally all you want, but not my state.
Well, that's not true. In New York, they're allowing the businesses, but not the schools, to be unmasked, and it's still they're being sneaky about it.
Because it's up to the governors. It's up to the governors.
Yep.
Every state
up to the governors.
Yeah, but it's up to the governors that have been pushing back, because they know that they're breaking Biden up by doing that. Because the more governors you get to say, yo, we're done with these mandates, then there goes their variance, there goes all their political, because that's what it is. It's a political freaking bioweapon. Just because their bioweapon doesn't doesn't exist anymore, and it's coming up on election time. And now that it's coming up on election time, they're trying to backpedal to make it look like, oh, look what we're doing. Yeah, you're too late for that, buddy.
Well, we'll see what happens. I still think everything's about to collapse. What's his face? Mayorkas is in California, wherever it is that they're holding the Super Bowl, and he's preparing for all the domestic terrorists that are going to show up in their truck.
Yeah.
Well, he's letting all the real terrorists across the southern border.
Yep. Well, and another thing we brought up tonight, too, is that, you know, instead of worrying about Ukraine's border and worrying about Canada, send the truckers down to our southern border. Let them block that off.
Oh, they are. Oh, wait, they are. You didn't. Hold on. Yes, that one group I follow, a whole bunch of truckers have signed up. They're going down there.
Good.
Where is it?
That's where they need to go.
The border wars, AZ, and there is another one. Veteran patriots are also they're working together to get a whole bunch of truckers coming down. There's actually a group called Truckers Against Trafficking, and they've been around, it seems, for about a year or so or something like that. I'm looking for the post. And,
I'm a member.
And they're headed towards the border. Do you do border wars, Bobby?
I haven't joined them yet. I was going to do that when I got off my freaking Facebook jail.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm in their Telegram room. They have some awesome. I mean, they were started. ZOP has been in for 3 years. It's Veterans on Parole, and they're a suicide prevention group with WFTF Ministry. I don't know what those letters stand for. But but at any rate here, I like following them. Their videos, they're doing a lot of stuff. They have Veterans on Parole, the suicide prevention group created by WFTF Ministry. So they're national, and they're currently fighting against the child trafficking. And the Veterans Patriots, they're also, they're the ones that were, have the America Against Trafficking, and they were talking about the, it's a small group, it's called Truckers Against Trafficking, and they are
I think I am in that group.
Yeah,
you
know. You said you're in the Border Wars one. Hold on. I'm also in one called Veteran Patriots, and hold on a minute. They're the ones that had about the truckers going down to Arizona. There are a number of them that are headed down there now. Where is it? But yeah, it's awesome. I really, here we go. America, no, that's America Against Trafficking. No. Where's the one about the truckers? But they are. And the thing is that everybody keeps saying they really should not go to D.C. It's not the truckers. I know some of them were planning to go to the Super Bowl to interrupt that, but a lot of them are saying it's not a wise idea to go to D.C. because it would be a setup. But we'll see. I don't know. I don't know what they're planning.
Of course, because Pelosi's minions will do something just like they did January 6th.
From what I'm understanding from most of the that page that she's talking about there, most all of them are pretty religious. So if they're going to try to say that they attacked them.
Right. But they don't care. I mean, they don't care if you're religious or not and could go in there talking sweet as anything, but because you're going against their agenda, they'll find other ways to bust you.
I think I shared today, I shared with you that article that I said, I mean, I'm not surprised at all, but I found it extremely interesting what it was saying. It was from X22, but I'm sure that he has the proof about Liz Cheney hiring a retired Secret Service agent to go with her on to the Capitol on January 6th, and Adam Kinzinger made his wife stay home and brought his gun.
Yeah.
And also, too, what I found interesting, mostly that we're only now finding out about it, is that Harris was at the DNC on the 6th, and it was her team that found the bomb.
Right.
And that, but here's something else.
That's another thing about that day that really pisses me off, is that why isn't that Kinzinger up on charges for bringing a loaded weapon into D.C.? He's not law enforcement.
No, but he's a congressperson. I remember
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No. Lauren Boebert did a commercial on it when she first came to D.C., don't you remember? She did a commercial on it with her gun. And Democrats were complaining because they wanted to stop them from being able to bring their guns in because they were afraid that
she didn't do that in any political office. She did that in her own office, not in the Capitol.
Oh, well, she was outside when she made the video, so I didn't know that it was just that she just has it in her own office.
But that's what I'm saying. If that was me or you, they would bury us underneath the jail.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So,
but they're politicians that's here in office. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That makes sense.
Because, I mean, what would have happened if he went off the deep end and started just shooting politicians he didn't like?
Right. Well, see, that's the thing, though. But my point is we're just now hearing about it. And what did they know prior to January 6th to make them even consider hiring a Secret Service agent or bringing their gun and telling their wife to stay home? I mean, you know, what prior knowledge did they have? Do you see what I'm saying? That's what I find interesting. Not that they did it, but they had they've never done it before.
That's because certain politicians are digging deeper.
I know. I think it's
true. McCarthy's the one that unraveled a lot of it. And he did say,
"Kiss my ass." That jackass is agreeing with Mitch McConnell that the 6th was a violent insurrection.
I might have mixed it up. It might not have been McCarthy. It's the one. What's his name?
Jim
it starts
Jordan,
with an M.
No. Jim
it starts
Jordan,
with an M.
Matt Carthorne.
One of them was on Bongino's show, and he said apparently he the one that's in charge of the GOP.
That's Kevin McCarthy is the he's the minority leader to the Speaker of the House. She's majority leader. Kevin McCarthy is the minority leader. Mitch McConnell is the minority leader in the Senate.
Yeah, it's not McConnell, but like I said, whoever it was brought up that come November, there's going to be a lot more opened up, and he is seeking charges.
Oh, that's Kevin McCarthy said that. But the thing is that he's a freaking back. He's two-faced. He's saying all this shit that he's going to do, but then today he comes out saying he agrees, you know, like Lindsey Graham, it was a violent insurrection. Lindsey Graham's another one that's got to go.
Oh, yeah. I said that from get-go. He's my senator.
Is he?
Yeah, he's South Carolina.
Yeah, all I know is he's a piece of shit. I like John Kennedy. I think he's funny. He's, I think, Georgia. He tells it like it is, though. Ted Cruz, I'm not sure about. I'm wishy-washy on him.
He's another one that's pushing for everything to come to light for the American people to see.
Yeah, I know, but some of the things he says, it's just, that's what I said. Sometimes he sounds really, really good, and then other times he says stuff that makes me wonder. I don't care if he supports Trump or not, because this isn't about Trump. It's about the American people. And that's what I care about. So that's what I listen to, what they say. And so for the most part, I like Cruz, but sometimes, and unfortunately, I don't have anybody here in Pennsylvania to stick up for.
Oh, you'll have Dr. Oz.
Oh, fuck you. We have, locally, we have a couple of good people. Like Sterling, he actually is a good guy. He's actually helped our family a number of times. With things, including my sister and everything. I mean, we have some good people and, you know, locally, but Pennsylvania, but up at on Washington, I don't know who the hell we have. You know, the ones I do know are pieces of shit.
They just need to, I'm with you on the flip flop, and that's one thing they need to stop doing. They either you're for it or you're against it.
And they're more interested in their pockets. That's the problem.
Well, that always brings me back to the saying that, you know, the reason why Republicans side with the Democrats on certain things is because they don't want their skeletons out of the closet.
Well, here's the thing. I think that they need to get rid of fundraising or something. I think they need to put a limit on how much money people can spend, how much money they can fundraise, or who they can. I think that's the problem. These PACs and super PACs and everything, they need to make it not so easy for politicians to be bought. That's the problem.
Right.
Politicians are too easily bought or blackmailed.
That and they shouldn't be allowed insider trading.
I got news for you, Bobby. They never were supposed to be. You know what happened? What got them around it, I think, is the wording. When our founding fathers did the Constitution and everything, they were never allowed. The people who were going to Washington were supposed to give up control of all their money, their businesses and this, that, and the other thing. They were to have no interaction with it. But as the world grew, as the United States grew and expanded and modernized, they found loopholes. And so that's what's happening right now. Is first of all, what they're doing is absolutely insider trading, which is illegal. Especially Pelosi. She is. It's not just insider trading. She is absolutely affecting whether or not stocks are going to go up or down by decisions that are made in the Congress. So it's not
and her husband's deeper into it.
But what I'm trying to say is, with it's not just a question of insight. What she is doing, without making any more laws, what she is doing right now is 100% illegal.
Yes.
But nobody wants to do anything about it. It's illegal. If you were to do what she is doing, like look at Elon Musk. Elon Musk goes on Twitter and says to his friend, his followers, I don't know, I'm thinking about selling some stock. What's your opinion? And, of course, that affects the stock market for Tesla. So the SEC is now going after him and accusing him of insider trading or some shit just because of what he said. So don't tell me that what Pelosi is doing is not illegal. Already,
right.
They didn't need to make a new law. It's illegal just in that thing. Then in the fact that as a congressperson, she is not supposed to be interacting with her business, and there's no way she's not her husband. So, they don't care. This government, this regime is so freaking corrupt, we need to just start over. And, follow what go back to what it was. I mean, this is bullshit. And then there's, it just really pisses me off because we learned all this in school. And Pelosi's older than me, so I know she fucking learned it.
So I just come across something interesting. Did you know that Bob Saget died from head trauma?
Oh, yeah, but he tested positive for COVID.
Huh?
Yeah, he tested, they say he died from head trauma. It was an accident, but he did test positive for COVID. They tested him for head trauma.
This article doesn't say anything that he tested positive for COVID, but he had head trauma to the back of his head, which makes me wonder if what he was involved with where he got hit on the back of the head, if it was actually an accident.
Well, they're saying it was the article for the tested positive for COVID just came out this evening.
Oh, okay, so he got hit on the back of the head and he died from COVID.
Right, exactly. So I'm like, seriously?
More convenient. Another 100,000. Maybe for stars, they get more. Maybe they get like 300,000 for a star today.
I think that $100,000 is on top of what they normally get. I think that's an addition to
it. It is.
It's not just 100,000. That's an addition to what they're already getting.
They get $100,000 for if they die. They get less than that if they're vape. They get a little less than that if they test positive. They get so much money per whatever it is.
maybe I'm not making myself clear. Okay, so if you go to the emergency room, they say a $7,500 fee. But if you test for positive COVID on top of that $7,500, you get another $1,000 type of thing. So that $100,000
right.
is on top of what they would normally make, is what I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
If you tell somebody they get $100,000, they're like, oh, that's nothing. No, it's $100,000 on top of everything else.
Yes.
Yeah, well, let's see. Oh, I'm telling you, life is going to get interesting. Or should I say more interesting?
Yep, just like it's just going to get worse.
So, I don't know. I'm just hoping for the best and planning for the worst.
So where is the Super Bowl being played at?
L.A. Or somewhere in California. It's two California teams. That's why they posted that thing about how it should be played in Detroit since they never win. At least I think that's what the joke is. But they
are Minnesota. They always choke.
They said this is the second season in a row or something, that the second Super Bowl in a row that's been played at a home game. The home of one of the players. Yeah, because, you know, they've always tried to make it so that the Super Bowl is not played at a home field. So that's why they had that joke about doing it in Detroit, because they never win. So they wouldn't have to worry about it being a home game, something like that.
Wow, there's a helicopter flying really low.
It's the
alien. For you.
You know, the last couple of nights I noticed that. I heard them last night too, and ever since I've got here, I've never heard a helicopter here once.
Well, I know thanks to the solar flares, we lost a number of satellites. Maybe they're looking
for
them.
Isn't that just convenient?
Right. So now they're going to have to put more up. But I don't know. There's a whole lot of shit going on. As Chris would say, we just got to make sure and watch our six. Keep your head on a swivel. That's what it is. Now, what you guys always say?
Yep. Yeah, I was just reading here, too, Tennessee is getting new license plates, and now there's some kind of bug in them where if it's raining or snowing or at night, they can't, the license plates are invisible to their whatever, that SM, whatever it's called, reader.
Oh, the sensors, I see, the ones that give you a ticket without the police having to pull you over.
Yep, and these ones are, I can't remember how many million. They're defective.
Right. More waste of taxpayer dollars.
Oh, wow. A 9-year-old girl facing criminal charges after allegedly beating 4-year-old brother to death.
Sure. She's probably left to babysit.
This was in Alabama.
Where I'm sure she was mentally unbalanced, and you know nothing's really going to happen to her. Maybe she got a hold of a crack pipe, one of the free crack pipes that Biden's been giving away.
Well, she beat him with a broomstick.
That's sad. I don't understand. How was she left alone that long with the baby that she was able to do that?
Yolanda, 53, the child's caregiver and aunt, was arrested for aggravated child abuse. The 9-year-old also has been charged with assault.
Okay. Oh, I see. So the aunt was supposed to be in charge and wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Oh. Go figure. She must have been the one using Biden's crackpot pipe.
Go ahead.
I still can't get over that. And then...
way to go and visit my neighbor, my brother. And then when he gets done in there, then Thad will have to bring him back. I better tell him he's on his way.
Oh, I don't know. And, yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. And then, of course, yeah. Oh, and the guy that stole the 10 steaks in New York. That was funny.
Chinese scientists say they've developed a new, highly accurate COVID test that gives results in 4 minutes.
And who developed this?
China.
Yeah, right. They stole somebody's tech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's another way to get around the America First bill that the Democrats passed. It's actually to help China because, you know, it says they'll buy American made first. However, if something comes along that's better or cheaper, then we'll go with that. So China, it's all about China. I don't know. Oh, so how many more days, Bobby?
I got like 2 hours left.
And then you'll be out for four and be back in.
Right?
No,
right?
You'll be in before me.
Them assholes, they put false information on one of my thingies and they won't tell me what it was. So it's just a total blank white screen. Everything else I can read in my notifications, but not the false information one.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be allowed to do that. That's just bullshit.
Yeah, they can do what they want. It's, you know, that's all there is to it. They get to do whatever the fuck they want. And not a damn thing we can do about it yet. Time will tell.
So what are you guys doing this weekend? Anything fun?
No.
I wish.
Are you getting your grandkids for the weekend?
I had them last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, did you see that picture of the Brooklyn Bridge where the protesters for the mask mandates was blocked off?
No.
Yeah, I caught that earlier today.
Well, Gates is now saying that they're, where did it go? They're going to treat it more like a seasonal flu. What did he call it? I lost the words. He's going to change the wording from pandemic to endemic.
Yeah. So they say.
Oh, wow. I just seen scientists infected people with COVID-19 on purpose.
No comment.
I'm going to click on it, see what it's going to say.
Two-bedroom apartment is up like 800%.
Thirty-four people agreed to get it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't trust. I don't trust Fauci at all. And I think he's responsible for a lot of people dying and will never be held accountable.
Nope.
No.
He's got a legal license to kill.
Yep. That's sad. It's a disgrace. You saw that, did you watch that grand jury thing I shared the other, last week about, I don't know if they only did that one day or, you know, they did others. I haven't really had a chance to hunt it down, but I thought it was very interesting because you had lawyers and doctors and even a judge from all over the world. It's not just Americans. We're not crazy conspiracy Americans. You know what I mean? You have world-renowned doctors and lawyers and stuff from all over the world. Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and just like the NIH director resigned.
Yeah.
After the Wuhan lab exposure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with all of that, but you know, I just find it interesting, a lot of people, the way they're quitting but are resigning. But who knows?
could just be our imagination and nothing is going to happen. I think it's interesting that so many Democrats are not running for office. I mean, I know there are also a number of Republicans that are not going to be running too, but I just find it interesting how, you know, that so many...
Hey, did you guys hear anything about the protesters or the truck drivers? Shouting and waving the swastika.
Oh yeah, there was one person and they got shut down by the real truck drivers. It was probably a plant, Antifa or Trudeau's government. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it says that the flags were incorporating the Nazi symbol. We're seeing in the initial days of the protest.
Yeah, there were a couple of bad apples, but what they really think is happening is the area that the truckers are in. That's usually where you had the crime and the bad people. But because the truckers are there, the streets are clean, you know, there's a lot of good stuff happening. Well, the criminal element left, and they went into the middle, the higher-end neighborhood. So now the higher-end neighborhoods are having problems with people defecating in their yards and doing a whole lot of other stuff. But those are not the protesters.
Yeah, that's just them, you know, trying to push the agenda is all that is.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's just they know they're losing. They they're pulling all their punches. Do you know that, I forget what state it is, but they now have military personnel, the National Guard, teaching classes because they don't have enough teachers.
I'm assuming that's because they're quitting because they're forcing them vaccine.
Well, no, actually a lot of teachers that are leaving, it's because they don't want to teach. They don't, you know, I mean, some of them it is because they don't want to get vaccinated, but these are the same people that want your that are pissed off because the governors are saying that kids don't have to wear masks. And they're locking children up if they come to school without a mask in some states. It's, like, really weird.
Yeah, there's also a lot of couple of schools where the kids did a peaceful protest and you know, they were suspended.
Right, and I know the first kids to do it were in Seattle, I believe. Jesse Waters interviewed the guy, the kids. Yeah, well, we'll see. We will see. But at any rate, I better go. It's 9:30. I got stuff to do. My sister just came back from St. Louis, and there's been some issues with the, you know, with my nephews and stuff. So, trying to find out what the heck is going on with that. The bio family is not really helping matters, and so that's why I was on late. I signed in late. But as always, it was great talking to you guys. I know you're not on much longer, but I got to go handle something. You guys take care. I'll talk to you Sunday. Sunday we're having service, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be there then. Bye.
All right.
I just found another article on the trucker convoy to Washington. It says it's gathering steam. They're starting in California and heading towards Washington, D.C. is expected to get underway on March 4th amid a growing clamor from those who believe their freedoms are under threat from government COVID-19 restrictions.
Yeah, they need to just end it.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting anywhere with it.
The truck drivers?
No. I'm talking about Biden and all them.
Oh, right.
Just give it up. Just give it up. Let it go. Because all it's doing is making them look more foolish.
Yeah. It just might bury him. Who knows?
No, it's... Looking at his percentages of, you know, how well he's doing and whatnot, or as I should say, how well he's not doing.
Right.
And, you know, I just saw another last night. I forgot to go back and read it, but there was another Democrat that switched over to Republican.
Yeah, those ones I don't trust at all.
No. No, they're the ones you definitely got to watch.
Yeah.
Because just like anything else, it could be a plant.
Yeah, big time.
Well, I guess we can end this.
Okay, because I hate talking.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for sticking it out with me.
You're welcome.
And have a good rest of the night. God bless America. God bless our children, veterans, truckers.
Absolutely.
Our first responders, military, God bless the
and you're
Defender 7.
In the air.
What's that?
And your major pain in the ass.
Yes, and my major pain in the ass. Have a good rest of the night.
You too.